living in Rome, and then I moved to London, bought a brand new home, and everywhere I went, I drew lots of attention like a stress limousine. One of those new inventions. It took a few years before the day had come, but I was ruler of the world, rank number one. So I headed toward Washington, claim the crown, and let the whole world know that the king was in town. As I arrived, the crowd started to cheer, and then someone yelled out, "The king is here!" So I headed toward the stage to make a speech about the new style of living I was gonna teach. I must go, so goodbye to everybody. Tonight I see you all at my super dinner party. And late that night at my super dinner party, I was dancing to the beat and entertaining a lot of body. The music started ending, it was time for a speech. The crowd started singing as I rose on my feet. And this is once a dream I explained to the crowd. But now I rule the world and I feel so very proud. Excuse me, please, for stopping this show. I just had to thank you all for helping me. So my first day in office, the king of the throne, I spent my first 3 hours on the telephone. You know it, newsmen reporters and voters too. I had so many calls I didn't know what to do. You know, out that box I continued to work. I signed so many papers, my fingers started to hurt. Then I shook off the pants. Hey, this ain't no thing, cause there's nothing in the world of being number one king.